The views expressed in the following program do not necessarily represent those of the staff, management, or owners of WGBB.
Live from West Babylon, New York, this is Sports Talk 1240.
Yo, what's up? Sports Talk 1240 coming at you in the 9 o'clock hour. That is the number 2 hour. Sports Talk 1240, now batting for Sports Talk 1240. Number 2, Mike Vivolo. And with me, as always, the big handsome, Jeff Guida.
Handsome's happening again, brother, on a Sunday night.
And a special in-studio guest,
Mr. V. Here I am.
Papa V in the house.
60s.
A.K.A. Keith Hernandez.
Oh, Keith Hernandez,
A.K.A.
Yeah.
Tom Selleck. A.K.A. Saddam Hussein. A.K.A.
Rafael Palmeiro.
Oh, definitely Rafael Palmeiro. Yeah. I can see you in front of Congress, actually. I did not take steroids.
I did not.
Yeah. We're going to have a lot to go over. We're going to go over Yanks big time, hottest team in New York. Hoping that we were looking for a Rangers W yesterday. That would have been nice.
Yeah, not good.
Yanks, hottest team in New York. You got Jeter week kicking off. All Yankee fans are very well aware of what's happening this week with Jeter. We're going to have a little Jeter special action coming in a little bit. We're also going to make fun of the Mets. Sorry, Mets fans.
What's going on, Matt Harvey?
We have a lot of questions.
I've seen some rumors out there he's wearing Yankee hat.
NBA, if you want to talk to the NBA. Yeah.
What's the point of talking NBA? It's Golden State Cleveland. Well, it's nothing to talk about.
We'll see. Okay. I don't agree with that.
Okay. All right. Maybe we'll talk about that.
I have some scenarios for you two boys. And we'll take some calls on the Yankees and the and Jeter. And I think we have a caller. We have a caller already.
Right off the bat, huh?
That's what I like to see. We're getting hot. This is Matt from Westchester, New York. Matt, you're on Sports Talk 1240, buddy. What's up?
Hey, what's going on? No, just sitting in here watching the Yankees settling in. A little Yankees-Cubs action, which is always good to see. We got the young guys coming up, making this season unpredictably awesome so far.
Seriously, right? What has been your favorite thing about the season? What player are you most excited about?
Well, I know it's probably the one that everyone's going to say, and it has to be Aaron Judge.
Of course.
I do feel like the Yankees are putting a little too much pressure on him, but so far so good. He's been handling it, and then I think when Sanchez comes back, I think it'll take a little pressure off him, and I think it'll be beautiful.
Yeah, we got to get Sanchez rounded into form. But, yeah, Aaron Judge has been an amazing bright surprise in the Yankees lineup in the Yankees universe. This guy's pretty special.
He's legit. You know who's not getting a lot of love? Yeah. And I realize it today, and especially because they're playing the Cubs. Starlin Castro's hitting
Castro's
380, yeah, for God's sake. The Cubs must be looking over there being like, well, what do we do wrong? I mean, not that they're not loaded, but
not that they didn't win the World Series.
Thank you, Cubs. Thank you for him. Thank you for Gleyber Torres.
And it comes back to one man.
Cashman.
Brian Cashman.
Absolutely.
And that guy's been studly.
Yeah.
And there's a reason why he comes around. And Girardi, too. Girardi's been great.
Yep.
So, Matt.
Starlin was so heavily touted as an up-and-coming guy through the Cubs organization. And so glad to have him. Maybe he just needed to change the scenery. It's awesome. Maybe he's the real deal.
He came into the league. The stat was, this is a stat, actually. He was the first player ever born in the 90s to play the major leagues. So that was like in 2008 when he was 18, you know what I mean? Right. Or 19 or something like that in 2009. And now he's 27. He's still like, in his prime of his career.
You know what just dawned on me? Like, we're kind of having the progression that the Cubs had 4 or 5 years ago.
Kind of.
All these young kids that came up.
We're hitting on them, too. We're hitting on these guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right, Matt, appreciate the call, buddy. And, thanks for the support.
Let's go Yanks, and we got Jeter Week coming up. Looking forward to that.
I'm hoping to make some appearances in Jeter Week. If anyone sees me out there, let me know.
Yeah.
All right.
Hope Sports Sign.
Yes, right.
All right.
That's right. All right. Thanks, buddy.
All right.
Dope Sports Signs, by the way, is my new Instagram.
Okay.
It's called @ Dope Sports Signs, one word.
That's a beautiful name for you.
Yeah.
Right? Like multi-purpose.
Dope.
Multi-purpose name for you. Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. So, as I said, we're going to kick off some Jeter stuff. I think we'll do that after the break.
Okay.
We'll just keep on to what's going on in the sports world right now. Yankees Cubs tied at 1. What inning?
We're in the top of the fourth.
Top of the fourth. Severino.
Looks good.
Been good. Tanaka's been all the way good.
But you know this big news, which we started with Yanks because I'm so excited and we haven't been on the show. And we do it every 2 weeks. So in the last 2 weeks,
probably like 10 and 4 or 11 and 3.
Fire. So they won the last four.
Even Hernandez says they're on fire.
Hernandez, on fire.
Yeah, next Met.
I love the young guns.
For real.
They're
right?
coming on great. And I love Girardi.
Yeah, seriously. Girardi's becoming now like an older seasoned, older man manager. You know what I mean? He's probably, I don't know if he's, you think he's 50? No, he's not 50.
No.
He's got to be close.
No. Well, let's say if he was 30 and 96.
If he was 30 and 96,
he'd be
21
50.
Years later.
Yeah, I mean, he could have been 30 and 96. Yeah. Let's look that up.
I think he's
going to look that up.
47. Girardi's 47, 48 years
old. He's in great shape. He's in better shape than I've ever been in.
He's doing it. You know, he's doing a great job with the Yanks. He's got different personnel than he's had forever. He always had the creaky old men like A-Rod and Teixeira, and even Cano wasn't.
He's good with the kids. Look at him with the Marlins.
He's good with the kids. He had a great. He made the playoffs with the Marlins when he was back there. So he does resonate like that.
We were talking about that on the ride over.
Yeah, we were talking about that on the ride earlier.
I think he's handling Aaron Judge very well, bringing him along. I think it relieves the pressure of him.
He has 13 home runs.
Joe Girardi's 52.
Okay.
And he'll be 53 this year. So he didn't even he's getting up there.
And I think that's it's showing in his maturity as getting the respect from everyone around and us fans too. Yeah.
He's a good manager.
And they saw that. That's why they re-signed him whenever they did. But let's go back to Aaron Judge for 1 second, and we're going to step into our first. Oh no, not Aaron Judge. We're not going to Aaron Judge first. There's a bigger story today.
Okay,
there's a bigger story, and it's not baseball. And it's not basketball.
On a Sunday.
And it's not hockey.
It's the race.
And it's not the race. And it happened today, a couple hours ago. A bigger story than all of this.
I had no clue because I was entertaining
Gina Boy baseball.
John Daly has won a PGA tournament event.
This is huge news.
Spirit Invitational in Woodland, Texas. The guy hasn't won since 2004 Buick Open.
The senior tour. It has to be.
John Daly won. I don't know.
Oh. Yeah, it has to be senior tour.
It has to be.
Yeah, he's on the senior tour.
Kenny
now.
Perry he beat.
He's on the senior tour.
Well, that's what it is then.
Whatever. He's going to dominate.
You can drink beer while you play.
Stars and Stripes pants.
Yep.
Yeah. And
he looks like me. Yeah, he's basically my hero.
Yeah. And he won for the first time since 2004.
That is big news.
Major
earth-shattering news.
Come back.
Matt Harvey got suspended for three days without pay. Mets Twitter posted. Do you see what happened with them?
No.
This is why. This is usually not why you're sitting here, but now it's fun. I can tell you what's
going
on.
Yeah.
Mets Twitter posted you have to look it up. We can't really talk about what it is. Everyone knows now what it is.
Okay.
They're in the locker room.
I know what it is.
The guy takes a picture of the guy, you know, the player of the day.
Wearing a crown, right?
Wearing the crown, but in the back is the lockers, and there's a little suspicious item in one of the lockers.
Oh, I did hear about this.
It's a joke.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a toy.
The Mets can't get out of their own way.
Yeah, it's a toy, right?
They really can't. All right, so we're going to go. All right, so now we step into the who are we talking about? Who's the big guy in the Yanks hitting all the
Judge.
Home runs? Adam Judge. That's right.
Jesse Barfield.
He's got 13 home runs, tied for the major league lead with Zimmerman, Ryan Zimmerman from the Washington, who came
revitalizing his career.
33-year-old dude. He won't keep that. Neither one of these guys is going to keep up the pace. Pace for 60-something almost. Yeah. Neither one of these guys are going to pick up the pace, but pretty cool.
Yeah, it's good. It's a fun run.
Fun run. Yeah. So that brings me to a thought I had today, and I want to ask the WGBB Sports Talk 1240 listeners, as well as you two fine folks in the room, call in if you have your answer to this, 631-888-8811. We know we love to give a little questions and whatever out, and food for thought. Food for thought, I would file this under. This is the question, and I'm going to give you kind of a multiple choice sort of answer. You ready? Who would you trade Aaron Judge straight up for?
In the league.
Okay. Who would you trade Aaron Judge straight up for? Would you trade Aaron Judge straight up for Clayton Kershaw? And now, if you want to ask me about Clayton Kershaw, like his specs on his age or whatever, it matters. Age, salary probably doesn't, because the Yankees have the deep pockets, and all these guys are going to be great that we're going to talk about.
Just because we're flush in outfield prospects, I'd have to say yes.
For Clayton Kershaw.
Yeah.
29-year-old Clayton Kershaw.
You got at least five or six years out of him. I know he doesn't have the greatest playoff stats, but the guy's a horse. The Yankees need a horse.
They do.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, so you trade Dad? Would you trade Judge for Clayton Kershaw?
No,
he's too much.
He's old school.
He's too much of a homer. Yeah. Would you trade Judge for Justin Verlander?
No.
No, he's 34 years old. I would say no to that also.
If Kate Upton's involved, maybe.
And would you trade Judge for Justin Verlander and Justin Verlander's phone? Max Scherzer, would you trade Judge for the strikeout machine, last year's NL Cy Young Award winner, Max Scherzer?
What's Scherzer, about 31?
32. Makes his contract, by the way, 7 to 10.
Oh, man. No, thank you for that.
We're not taking on that. And yeah. I don't know when he
if
got
money
that.
Wasn't an object.
He's in the middle of that. It's not like it's seven more years.
He's in the middle of the seven.
I have to say no, though.
You wouldn't for Scherzer. Okay.
How about Pops?
I'd say no also.
Yeah, I mean, if he said no to Clayton Kershaw.
I wouldn't trade away my franchise future player.
Yeah. This is why it's an interesting question, is because, Jeff, the first thing out of his mouth when I asked him the question, we're so flush with outfield prospects, A, we can sign outfielders, B.
Yeah.
And Aaron Judge, for as great as he is and as exciting as this is, and my son Julian is like, Aaron Judge, whenever he gets up, I say, he wants a number 99. He has a ball walking around the house saying, I'm going to Aaron Judge to sign this.
Nice.
As much as I love all that stuff, and that's my heart explodes when I see that, Aaron Judge is 6'7", 285.
Right. He's going to break down. 30 years old, he might be.
You know what I mean? So, great. We'll take him.
Can he play tight end for the Giants? Maybe?
Yeah.
He also is Aaron Judge, just another piece of info.
Didn't he get drafted by all three sports? Basketball, football, baseball?
Maybe college.
Well,
I don't know.
No, he probably got recruited for all three sports.
Okay.
How much does Aaron Judge make this year? Guesses.
750.
I was going to say 595.
545.
There you go.
Okay. So that's also very valuable.
Of course.
We have him until 2023.
Right.
Would you trade him for any Mets pitcher?
I would definitely consider Syndergaard. I mean, right now he's hurt, so it's tough.
You would?
Yeah. I mean, come on. Here's the thing with us, and we know this. We were talking about.
We talk about
Frazier's going to come up. Rutherford's going to come up. But where's the pitching? We need a horse pitcher. You know, I mean, we're going to have a ridiculous lineup. I think the Boston Red Sox are pushing Manny Machado into our arms.
They are doing
that. Literally.
Well, he's on my list.
All right. Literally, I think he's going to be a Yankee. I joke around about Harper. I think Manny Machado is definitely going to be a Yankee. So we're going to have plenty of hitting.
Yeah.
You know, but if you can get a pitcher that's young, that's pretty good. I mean, Syndergaard's young, right?
Yeah, he's 25. Yeah.
You got to make that trade. Come on, let's not be homers. I mean, this guy's a horse.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, Aaron Judge had a bad start to his career last year. Everyone forgot he couldn't hit anything. But
isn't there a risk trading for the pitchers? They break
100%,
down?
100%.
Yes.
Arms. Okay.
We did it with Pineda.
And very good drop in there, Dad, because that's what kind of makes this a sports radio question and conversation, I think. And to the point, we hit it right on the head. Or from, at least in my opinion, we all hit it right on the head here. We need the horse. You need the horses come October.
Right.
Listen, are we playing for a World Series, one World Series win out of this crop of guys?
No, we're playing for many.
We're probably pushing our chips in for many here, right?
I think it's going to be multiple. A bunch of them in about 3 to 5 years.
We want multiple. We want to be there.
Right.
Tonight on the broadcast before we left, Howard Reynolds, I don't know who. Yeah. Is this a World Series preview? Well, I think absolutely could be.
No way.
Why can't it be a World Series preview?
We're not ready yet.
You don't think?
I don't think so.
We're the best record in
baseball. We're 19-9, I know, but we're going to get our ups and downs.
Right, so we're going to have all that stuff, and Aaron Judge is going to have his ups and downs, no question about it. So that brings us back to this question. Would you trade him for any position player? You trade him for Trout.
Yeah, Harper.
Trade him for Machado. Harper. Trade him for Machado. Would you trade him for Arenado?
I don't really know that much about Arenado.
Chris Bryant.
He's a ridiculous fielder, Arenado, too. You almost have to trade him for Arenado. Arenado's got 5 or 6 years resume. Now, a lot of the problem with him is he's
in Coors Field.
Right? Judge might have 40 home runs in Coors Field by now.
Yeah.
You know?
Chris Bryant, Schwarber, Rizzo, the Cubs guys.
I'll tell you right now, as much as I love to joke around about Schwarber, I might keep Judge over him because Schwarber is like one-dimensional guy.
I mean, he's a liability. I would take Rizzo
to
play first base and be our first
base. Do you think that Judge is one-dimensional?
No, I'm saying Schwarber.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying Schwarber. Okay. I love Schwarber. Schwarber's a beer league softball player.
Right.
Okay. Like, watch that guy hit. He looks like he should be on my softball team. You know, I mean, he can rake, but he's a liability in the outfield.
He's not going to be in the outfield much longer either.
And he's going to break down, too. Mm-hmm. He's a big boy.
So he'll be a DH. Yeah. He might actually be on the Yanks.
No, we tried getting him.
Well, I know.
Yeah, that was the guy we wanted for Chapman, and I think it ended up better because I think Glaber. I think Glaber and Sanchez are the futures of the franchise. No disrespect to Judge, but, you know, you build up the middle. Yes. The old Yankees built up the middle.
But Judge is playing a tidy right field. Yeah. He's doing everything right. So hopefully, you know.
We're not trying to bring on the Judge parade. I mean, it's great.
This is supposed to be the Derek Jeter Yankee celebration episode here.
You're talking Clayton Kershaw, for God's sake. Yes. Right. Maybe the most dominant pitcher in the past 30 years.
He's a Hall of Famer. Yeah. What about Daniel Murphy?
No way.
You wouldn't touch Daniel
Murphy. I mean, I love Daniel Murphy, but not
What about Altuve? The little second baseman.
Because we have Castro, probably not.
Yeah, probably not, right?
Probably not. I mean, it's crazy.
We're not trading him for many position players. Yeah. Pitchers is a different story.
Yeah, I agree.
So I tried to think of, like, the top pitchers in the league.
Yep.
This guy, Dallas Keuchel, 5-0, 1.88 ERA. Yeah. He's 29.
He's a sneaky pitcher.
He's sneaky good.
He's a junker. And he's a little bit of a junker.
If I'm correct, he owned us in the one-game playoff last
year. Yep, he's got that big old beard, and he throws junk.
It's interesting.
Yeah. I don't know if I would trade him for him, though.
For Aaron Judge?
I don't know if he's a horse. I mean, he's 5-0, but
I think the Yankees would trade Aaron Judge for any one of these pitchers.
You're probably right. I mean, Cashman, if he was on here, would probably say, listen, you know, he wouldn't say anything, but at the bar, he would tell you.
I think he would trade him for
you. If you get a number one starter, they don't grow on trees.
Right.
You know?
That's exactly what I'm saying. That's exactly why I wanted to bring
him. I mean, outfielders, we have a lot of them. So
how about you, the customer? You, the caller. What do you think about this conversation? Would you trade Aaron Judge for some starters? Or do you think we're crazy? Do you think we got to ride this out? Do you think we're sitting on the next A-Rod, the next, you know, big right fielder, corner outfielder?
Giancarlo Stanton.
Next Stanton. A four-batter who can always be there and just be that, you know, that in the back of the pitcher's mind, and the other teams have to game plan for him and pitch around. Or do you think he is tradable? Is he a trade piece at this point? He just turned 25.
25, right.
I think he just turned 25. So, I mean, it's an interesting conversation. It's an interesting conversation. I don't want to be the guy I want to get rid of Judge.
You know, it's funny. As Yankee guys, we all want the homegrown kids. It's exciting to see all these guys come up.
100%.
You know, it's funny because even like I consider like Labor and Clint Frazier, they're like going to be homegrown. They're going to cut their teeth with the Yankees.
If they're in our minor league organization, correct. I consider them, yes.
Right. So it's nice. You know, again,
doesn't matter how
I don't want to go back to the 90s teams, but it was nice to like watch all those guys come up. I mean, watching Jeter come up, watching Bernie come up, watching Posada come up, watching Pettit come up. It's amazing.
And look at the results. Yeah. Everyone you just named.
Yeah.
Judge is in that discussion for sure.
Of course. But it's called
tough
discussion.
It's a tough question.
Call me homie.
It's called did I say homie.
No, Homer.
Homer.
Your son called you Homer, not me. I would never do that.
But that's what makes the world go round.
It's a tough conversation.
You know, obscure Long Island sports radio is all about.
It's a tough conversation. It's not an easy conversation.
If there's any Long Island Yankee fans who are just as excited as I am that the Mets are a clown show, the Mets are, they're okay. They're okay baseball club. But they are the almost the Knicks as well as far as their operational disasters. Sideshows.
I guess that picture is pretty bad when you think about it.
Sideshows. Yeah. I mean, listen, they have injury. So it's their trainer, whoever that guy is.
Yeah.
Then they have this picture. Then they have Matt Harvey getting suspended. Right. And they have Terry Collins, who every interview can't even speak English. It's very funny. It's just very funny. And if they're doing
They're a talented team, too. It stinks. Yeah, it stinks for them because this is their window.
Yeah.
Their window's going to close because these guys are going to eventually want money. And
their window's closing.
Yeah. Two, three years.
With injuries?
Yeah, I mean, well, this year is almost basically closed. I'm saying long term.
Yeah?
You know?
Yeah,
we're in the beginning of our window, which is exciting.
Hey, yo.
Yeah.
All right, so speaking of the beginning of our window.
Okay.
You know, I like to keep everyone on their toes here, you know what I'm saying? Let's just play another little game. What are we doing out here, right? Let's have some fun. We already know.
Nick from
Washington. I already told you what Aaron Judge.
Yeah, we got a caller, by the way.
Caller!
Nick from Westchester.
Yes, Nick from Westchester.
We're big in Westchester.
I hope he wants to talk about the Yanks and what he would do.
Yeah.
Let's see. Hey. What's up, Nick?
Hey, it's me again. How you guys doing today?
Hey, Nick. How are
What's going on?
Hey, Mikey. How are you doing out there?
I'm good, Nick. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, you're talking about this trading for Judge. I'll give you one simple reason. They're not going to trade Judge away. He's the key to staying under the salary cap next year.
Well, right, yeah. You know, when we mentioned that, he's making $540K. He's arbitration eligible in a couple years. He is a free agent to 2023. So right there, it's just like too valuable.
We're stealing him right now.
I guess that's true. But when you're down to, say, let's just say the Dodgers. Let's just say Clayton Kershaw on the Dodgers. It's trade deadline time. Kershaw makes a ton of dough, and they're out of it. I don't even know what the Dodgers' record is.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, the Yanks are like 10 games above the Red Sox in first place in come August.
You got to go for it.
Yeah. Do you go for that?
Yeah. You guys got to remember, 2018, there's some big money we have to spend out there. If we don't stay under the cap next year, every dollar we spend costs 50% extra.
Of course. Well,
if we stay under next year, it's only going to cost, we don't even have a salary cap. We get the year forgiven.
Well, that's the luxury tax, and that's what I'm saying, where Kershaw could, we could trade for Kershaw, and he could fall into that next level of, we can eat the 1 year or pay the 1 year or the whatever month with the rental of him, and then our cap space that gets freed up, we could pay him for the rest of him, potentially. Who knows? I don't really know the crunch on the numbers. But, Nick, how about this case scenario for you? We're going to trade Aaron Judge for position players. Would you make that deal?
There's only one guy I would trade for. There would be nobody it makes any sense to trade for except Michael Trout.
Yes, you're right. I agree. I mean, not even Harper, not even Machado. It's so much fun to talk about.
We can have Harper. Fantasy. We can have Machado in another year. That's why do we have to trade for him?
Because they're going to be. Because they're going to trade. That's the point. Because they'll be tradable for the other team, so we can actually, you know, have the possibility to trade for them. That's what they'll all do.
Trade and resign.
We could do.
But I see Nick's point. He's right. Nick's
right. Aroldis Chapman. Yeah. We just did that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I think nothing's even going to be playing out until close to the trade deadlines. If the Yankees are still playing the way they are, then on the one hand, we don't need anybody.
True.
If they start to fall back, then you got to decide whether you want to sacrifice the players that are going to get you there next year for the players that might get you there this year.
This guy wanted to trade for Trout, right? Remember? He made the Trout trade. I'm just scared of the pitching staff.
Yeah, me too.
I'm just scared. We're sixth in the league in ERA. Fantastic. Unbelievable. I thought we were going to be 26th at this point in the season.
Our bullpen's good.
Yeah.
But our starters are less than desirable.
Now, what about you, Dad? You got anything for Nick? Would you trade Judge for a 31-year-old Mickey Mantle?
You know, knowing what Mantle did and knowing what he meant to the game and to the franchise, I would say yes in a heartbeat.
At 30, see, exactly. See, if he was playing now, you'd say absolutely not. The man has got no knees.
Yeah, exactly.
He's still in home runs. He's got 5 years left.
Sentimental answer. Yeah, I would also do it for Joe Thiessen.
Boy, Nick.
Eric. I mean, you name him, and I'll trade him for any one of them.
I'll sit in the dugout with you, Nick.
Yeah. There you go, right?
Yeah, I think you guys are sitting in the
right next to Whitey
in
Ford.
In the 400s with that kind of accounting.
Right next to Whitey Ford.
Yeah, right there. Hey, I'd trade him. I would trade for Lightning. I would trade him for Thurman. I would trade him for a bunch of guys.
For Lightning.
We got 1 year out of this kid, and look at the careers those guys had.
True. Yeah. Okay, well, I get that. Well, in hindsight, yeah, sure. In hindsight, I'll trade him for any guy I know who had a great career. All right, Nick, I appreciate the call again. Thanks for the support.
Love the show, guys.
We like hearing from you.
Thanks, Nicky.
All right, see you, Mikey.
Talk to you soon.
All right, bye-bye.
Dad whipping out the Whitey Ford.
Hit me with the Whitey Ford hat.
Quick side note story about the Whitey Ford hat.
Okay.
So we, Dad and I, years ago, well, first of all, the hat. Go to the hat.
Yeah.
You know what the hat is from?
The movie 61.
The movie 61. Billy Crystal's 61, about 1961, Roger Maris's Chase. Roger Maris's Chase. Mantle is a part of it, of course. Mm-hmm. This hat was given away at Yankee Stadium in, when it came out. When did that movie come out?
Probably about 10 years ago, 12 years ago, longer than that?
Oh, yeah.
Really, man, we're that old.
I'm going to say very early 2000s.
Okay.
If not late 90s.
Wow.
Okay.
I got to look that up.
Look it up. The movie 61 by Billy Crystal. We should actually rewatch that again. That was
really good movie.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Really good movie.
About
Mickey
the chase.
Mantle's great in that movie.
Yeah.
Like how they portray him.
Yeah, yeah. About the chase for 61 home runs. They give away this hat. It's a stadium giveaway to whatever the fans are. One day, it's a pretty... Oh, there we go. It's right there on the... April 28th, 2001.
It's
written on the hat.
Yeah, good thing it's written on the hat.
It's written on the hat.
With the asterisk.
The asterisk is because...
Barry Bonds.
No, it's because in 1961,
right.
The commissioners...
Said
were,
it was an
we
asterisk.
We should have what's his name on, because he would know all about... The, yeah. Bill before Bill. Us, he would know all about this historic stuff. 1961, there's an asterisk on the hat. Dad, you want to explain?
No, go ahead.
You don't know, do you?
Fine.
You don't know.
I don't know the asterisk.
Okay. So the asterisk, the movie 61, the 61 asterisk.
They say it in the movie, too, yeah.
Of course. That's the whole point of the plot is part of the plot.
The guy loved Babe Ruth. The commissioner loved Babe Ruth.
It was more games.
Yeah.
The commissioner loved Ruth, and he loved that the hollowed record of 60. And Ruth did it in, I believe it was 154, and then this record was 161, or is it even less? It was something like that. Right. So it was like a 6 or 7 more games that they were playing, so it allowed Madison to 6. And it's true, and I get it.
Yes.
More games. Asterisk. That's why I wanted the asterisk on the hat. Anyway, this hat was a stadium giveaway.
Yep.
Dad wears it everywhere he goes. We go down to Puerto Rico for vacation, and it just happens to be a golf tournament with a bunch of pro baseball players there. And, of course, we're stalking them.
Roberto Clemente, annual golf tournament. Celebrating Roberto Clemente.
And did you guys plan your vacation around this? I could see the Vivolo family vacation being planned around this type of thing.
Semi.
The second time.
Semi. The first time, it was by accident.
Happenstance.
The second time, we're like, this is so great, we'll come back again the next year.
Right.
Okay? We're walking in the lobby, and all of a sudden, who walks through? Take a guess. Anybody in the whole world?
It's got to be Whitey Ford.
Whitey Ford.
Yeah, because right? It's on the hat.
It's on the hat.
Chairman
so,
of the board.
So, other guys, too. There's other guys. So I run, and I'm like, Dad, Whitey Ford's in the lobby. Let's get a ball. Da, 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 da. He's like, how about the 61 hat? I was like, that's a great idea. He's in 61.
Right.
Right.
He's alive because, right. You know, Mantle and Maris aren't alive right. This time. Let's get – so Whitey, it's a beautiful autograph. Whitey signs it, no
very,
problem.
Very nice autograph.
Nice
yeah.
guy. And
I'd be worried about getting sweat on that.
Well, I tell him –
Mike yells at me every year. What are you wearing it for? You're bringing it there.
Hang it up.
Right. I wear it to the games mostly.
And okay. he wore on to play golf today.
My gross, you know, behind it, sweat right through Whitey Ford's autograph. That wouldn't be good.
Yeah. You know, he wore it to play golf today.
Where'd you guys play?
We played. Oh, you didn't write the final – this is the scorecard from today. You didn't write the final score on there.
Ate it up.
Take a guess.
I'm gonna say Pops probably beat you, and I'm gonna say he shot 96.
All right, so
we only played nine.
We only played nine. And
if you shot 96 and nine, you'd be me.
It doesn't. Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm gonna need NASA to add
we
this
did,
up.
We didn't do but, great. We didn't
nah,
do great. But
that's
I,
okay.
But I won.
Hey, yeah, good day of golf. A bad day of golf instead of a good day of work, even though it was Sunday. Yeah.
So the Pops wears the 61 hat. So like, listen, to everyone out there, I know you're waiting patiently for the Derek Jeter special. I don't have much planned. We're just going to talk about Derek. We're going to take some calls, hopefully, about people who love Derek. We're going to talk about other things on the current Yankees. We're going to talk about the nonsense, which is the Mets. We're going to look up the score of the Boston, the Celtics versus the whoever they're playing, the Washington Wizards.
I don't know about basketball.
Please follow that. Right. It's over probably.
I'm watching the Yankees.
Score about that.
What's the score in the
Yankees?
Yankee
are 1-1.
It's still 1-1.
After the break, we will talk more about everything.
Jeter.
Everything, baby. Everything. And how we're going to somehow get that hat away from you.
So you got to get that hat away.
12:40 a.m.
Sports Talk 1240 on Long Island's AM 1240. WGBB.
Country Foot Care, official podiatrists of the New York Lizards, have been delivering state-of-the-art foot care with good old-fashioned caring to Long Island residents for over 30 years. Specialists in sports medicine and foot injuries, Country Foot Care can be reached at 516-741-FEET or online at countryfootcare.com.
Want to advertise your business on Sports Talk 1240? Place an ad on sportstalk1240.com and run a radio commercial during the show every Sunday night here on AM 1240 WGBB. Our rates are very affordable. We'll even produce the radio commercial for you. Just head over to sportstalk1240.com and fill out the Contact Us form and let us start promoting your business today.
Unflippable, unflappable, unleakable. The Gustbuster is the only umbrella that won't flip inside out, rip, tear, or leak. Capable of withstanding winds over 55 miles per hour. All of our umbrellas are constructed of the finest quality materials and backed by a limited lifetime guarantee. What are you waiting for? Visit Gustbuster.com and get your Gustbuster today.
Stay connected to Sports Talk 1240 by following us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Sports Talk 1240.
You're listening to Sports Talk 1240, broadcasting every Sunday night beginning at 8 p.m. right here on Long Island's AM 1240 WGBB, the station that serves your community. And now, back to the show.
Technical errors, yeah?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Now batting for the Yankees, number 2, Derek Jeter. Number 2.
So to start off the second half of the second half of the second half of
fourth quarter,
Sports
baby.
Talk 1240, we'll do a little Derek Jeter powwow. Now, those of you out there that are listening, those very, 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 very dedicated listeners to Sports Talk 1240, obscure Long Island Sports Talk Radio, please call in and tell us your very favorite Derek Jeter memory or moment. Now, I know it's not fair to say.
What's the number?
The number is 631-888-8811. Thank you, Dad. I know it's not fair to say what is your favorite Derek Jeter moment, because he's got so many. Like, you know, you can watch him on TV. It's the extra innings or the Mr. November game and all that sort of stuff. You may not even see it, but you know it's iconic, and he's become this, you know, otherworldly type of icon that are only a handful of players, let alone Yankees. I mean, a lot of them are Yankees that are in this league. But what about times where you were there? Like when you were at the game. I've been to a ton of games. I've been to a ton of Jeter. Just so happens. I mean, sometimes I get lucky. Sometimes I do
good
it on purpose,
yeah,
to go because I know milestones are happening, whatever, whatever. Personally, I've been to a lot. So I don't want to necessarily go over all my personal things. But I'd love to hear of someone that I love hearing. Remember we had Bald Vinny on? I had Bald Vinny on, the famous Bleacher Creature, who's now kind of a strain from the Bleacher Creatures. And he's a friend of mine from back when I sat in the bleachers a lot. And I said, Vin, you've met a lot of these guys. You've been around, you know, you were in the bleachers 81 games plus playoffs every year. You're outside in the street selling T-shirts with Jim Leyritz sits with you sometimes, and all this stuff. You've seen a lot of stuff. What was your favorite moment of Jeter? Because I had at least I had to ask him about Jeter, and he said, I've been to everything. He's like, I've been to every big hit. I've been to all those things, all those moments of catches and dives and da 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 and speeches at the stadium. But my favorite Jeter moment was when I went on the field. Vinny went on the field for like a season ticket holder meet and greet type of thing that they run once or twice a season. They get to walk on the edges, mm-hmm. and there's like a rope on, and the players come up. And Jeter's there or whatever. He comes up to Jeter and is like, can I get a picture with you or something like that? And Jeter goes, sure, Bald Vinny, no problem. And he's like,
wow.
And my jaw dropped and my eyes like sunk, and I was like, I don't even need a picture now.
Yeah, Derek Jeter knows who I am.
Derek
Jeter
just called me out by my name. And not only, because you're a Yankee personality.
Right.
You're like, no. So that was like, I remember, that stays with me. You know?
See, I don't remember Bo Vinny. I'm a Freddie Says guy.
Okay.
Freddie Says is the man.
Well, Freddie Schumann. Yes. That was his name.
Passed away
a while ago. We have a million pictures with him. Iconic Yankee.
I got the cowbell right here.
Yankee nice. Stand guy.
You know, he was the best.
Walked around.
Man.
Modell sponsored.
Oh, yeah, he was the best.
Freddie Schumann would get to ride in all the parades. From Modell's, because Modell's was sponsor float, and he would be the figurehead.
He was cool.
Yeah. I got a bunch of pictures with him. I should actually put him on the dope sports signs.
He's definitely dope sports signs.
He's coming up real soon. I got to go.
You
got to
put the Iberty Bell on the dope sports signs.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
What's next? My only picture.
Oh, we played the Phillies.
Yeah.
We already played the Phillies.
Yeah, that stinks.
We played them in the opener. Right?
Yeah. You tell your pops that story?
So Jeter's moments.
Be patient. We're on obscure Long Island Sports Talk Radio. We can take us any tangents we want to go.
Okay.
So that's the point.
Vinny's.
So Bald Vinny had a sick story about Jeter. I'd love to hear your story, fan stories. 631-888-8811. Yes, the game, great. If you had a game, you saw him do something cool, awesome. We'll think about that. Did you ever meet him? Did you ever see him coming out of a restaurant? Did you ever see him making out with the chicken in the corner? That's the stuff. That's the stuff of legend. That's the stuff that the Sports Sizzle talks about, and that's of course the YouTube show that I've created. But that is the fun stuff. Now, listen, I'm not here to slander Derek. He's my favorite player of all time. But anything you could think of like that. I've met him a couple times. Pretty cool instances. What about you? What do you think? You got nothing?
I mean. I wasn't in any of the historic moments, quite honestly. The one that sticks out in my head is when he dove in the crowd in against the Red Sox.
And that was a regular season game.
Correct.
Too.
And that was an extra inning game, and just came out bleeding. Like, what a warrior. Literally. I mean, I know Paul O'Neill's the warrior, but he was a warrior as well.
Yeah, he played.
I unfortunately can't remember any big Jeter moment
that you were at.
That I was at. I hate to say it. I mean, I was at a lot of stuff for Clemens.
We were at World Series Game 2 against the Phillies. I don't know what he did. You played in that game.
Yeah, I just can't remember anything that, like, rung out, you know?
We were at the playoffs. I don't know what he did in that game, that other game we went to in the playoffs in college.
Yeah.
With all the guys, remember?
The Eric Burns game? Eric Burns was on a ball for you? Yeah.
What about you, Dad?
I'm thinking we were there 300 home runs.
300? He doesn't have 300 home runs.
What was?
Well, 3,000 hit.
You oh, the 3,000 hit.
You weren't there for that.
You were there, right?
I was there. For that.
Mike was there for everything.
You were at Mariano's last game. Mm-hmm. That's that, you know, that wasn't Jeter.
That's pretty.
He
right.
came to take out Mariano.
That's right. He walked
that was
out
pretty
there.
Cool.
With who? Andy Pettit.
Andy Pettit to take out. My personal, like, I mean, my Jeter, like, lineup of things I was at randomly, and actually, no, this is even amazing. It was against the Cubs at Yankee Stadium, old Yankee Stadium. His only grand slam of his entire career.
Right.
It was on a Saturday.
He got the monkey off his back. I remember.
Super random. We got tickets. Who knows how. We went down super random. His base is loaded. We know he doesn't have a grand slam in his career.
Right.
Boom. His only and still his only one. Right. So that's very rare. Got to go to that. 3,000 hit. Obviously, last game. Obviously, what was the other one that was like? Oh, his other day. Remember they had another Jeter day last year or
yeah.
2 years ago. Another Jeter day next week. That's gonna be interesting. Mother's Day. What is that?
He gave some great speeches.
He gave speeches last game at the stadium. I was at that.
Always well prepared. I thought. Yeah. Or if it was off the cuff, but he came across really humble and professional.
Well, I mean, he's the model of professionalism.
There's none of this that hasn't been said about
yeah.
the Jeter over and over and over and over.
Judge. Pop Dukes loves Judge, huh?
Pop Dukes.
He loves him.
You can't trade
him. I mean, it's tough. I love him too, right. But man, you're talking Clayton Kershaw.
If Aaron Judge got traded, my son would definitely go hysterical crying.
Right.
Yeah.
He's the hot thing.
Yeah, he's the hot, which is great. I love having. That's why they make them interested in it.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's great.
I'm gonna say one name, and I hope this doesn't happen. Kevin Moss.
Yeah.
Just remember the Kevin Moss fever.
Yeah, I'm gonna say one name, and I hope this does happen because he's a friend of the program. Shane Spencer.
Okay.
Right. Oh boy.
I love Shane Spencer.
Yeah, Shane Spencer is a friend of the program. He's
nice.
He has signed on to come on this show.
Awesome.
He's currently in Korea. Doing baseball stuff.
Oh, I got to tell him a story then.
But he's going to come on our show.
Ithaca class project. I had to negotiate his arbitration. I won it for him.
Perfect.
Oh, amazing.
Do you have the details of that?
I don't remember it really. I used Ricky Lede as a comparative guy. A few guys.
See if you can remember the details.
I won him some money. I could have probably been his agent.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's great.
What a great school we went to.
Woolahan.
Yeah, Woolahan. Yeah, Johnny Wu.
Yeah.
Yep.
Ithaca College, always, you know, it's always going to be.
That was my final project for a class.
Susan, weren't they the Bombers?
They were the Bombers, just like the
Ithaca Bombers, baby.
Yeah, I love that. Mm. All right, so.
Another Aaron.
So, Derek Jeter, career earnings.
$230 million.
Dad. Oh, sorry, Dad.
I'll say
probably low.
185 mil.
What did you say?
230.
I don't know. I actually don't know the answer.
Oh, great.
I'm looking it up because I want to guess
the
myself.
The preparation.
Well,
incredible.
No, but we're doing Jeter trivia here. I want to participate.
Okay.
I don't want to just be
it's
the
over
guy.
20 years. So
yeah, it's
yeah,
a good point.
He had one big contract though.
Right.
You're saying 235. You're saying 180.
Yeah. I mean, he probably made so much money in endorsements too. We're saying on the field salary. Right?
I'm gonna say just over two.
Okay.
You're not including endorsements.
Of course not.
Yeah, just regular baseball salary.
Okay.
And the.
Do you want your tech guy to do this for you?
The results are in. 265.
Okay, wow, we were all low.
Mm. Ballin'.
Price is right, though. I win.
Yeah,
I didn't overbid.
Yeah. Ballin' at 265 mil. Yeah.
Price who got the 252?
A-Rod got got a 250 and then a 275.
Ridiculous. Look at that.
Restructured the other one, though. So it wasn't exactly that, but pretty sick.
Yeah.
Broadcasting a game last night, wasn't he?
And now he owns a baseball team with that 260.
He doesn't own it. Oh. He doesn't own it. That's not going to happen. That's been a big rumor.
Really?
It's not happening. Not just yet.
Devastating.
Yeah, not just happening. Okay. You have been away for a while.
Yeah, I have.
You
been.
Have
a
nice little glow. Do you?
Yeah.
You
have I've you know, been in Georgia, for God's sake. There's not much going on there.
So let me ask you another question. We'll go skip back to the Yankees just for a second because we're talking salary. We're talking Jeter made a bunch of dough, and he was the core of the Yankees. And he was one of the, if not the, I mean, because he was so great and because his contract, you know, worked out, he's probably one of the more better big contracts that probably ever existed. You know what I mean? A-Rod's first contract was fine because he performed through all that at that level. But these big contracts, it's very rare.
Yeah, that the guy, yeah, you're paying for,
yeah.
you're Pujols, paying for a few big years.
Yep. Has performed. But these contracts, like Jacoby Ellsbury, wink, wink. What's Jacoby Ellsbury's contract? By the way, he signed for three more seasons.
I think it's seven for like 119 or something.
Seven for 153.
Oh, my God.
He's making $21 million for the next four seasons, and we're paying him $21 million for the next four seasons.
Oh, my God.
On the flip side.
We should hire Tony Soprano.
On the flip side, yeah, exactly. Judge?
No, just kidding.
Just in case it happens.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah, just kidding. Yeah. Furio.
That's yeah, exactly.
Just on the flip side, yeah. Judge, Sanchez, and Bird this year are making $545, $558, and $546.
Wow. Yeah. Ellsbury's making that in a week.
Aroldis Chapman.
Leave the cannolis in the car. Yeah.
Little Godfather
almost,
reference.
Almost.
Little Godfather reference.
Leave the contract.
Yeah.
Take the cannolis.
I think...
When you're
talking about Ellsbury.
Leave the center fielder. Take the cannolis.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Didn't he get like 4 for like 60?
He got 5 for 85.
Holy moly.
17.2. That's Aroldis.
Yeah.
I
think that's going to work out, though. He just throws gas.
That's fine. I mean, 5 is the most I
would
ever throw.
That's a big number for a guy,
who throws like that.
Yeah.
Who,
his arm could snap in 2 seconds. Yeah.
And one little bicep Noah Syndergaard injury away from being.
What did CC get?
Wait. CC's up there. Oh, he's got big money. I think we owe him like $25 million this year. This is his last year, so that's fine. He's coming up. Tanaka. What's his contract?
Well, they paid him. They paid money just to get him over here too, right? But
they paid like $30 million or $50 million.
Maybe. Yeah, I think so.
For like the bidding.
His contract's not as big because I want to say 4 and 60. I'm just making
7 and 160.
Oh my god, I'm way off.
$22 million
Holy
per year.
Holy crap!
Tonight. These guys.
Does he win 20 games?
Bank. I don't know. He had 199 innings. Is his max innings he's ever pitched in a season? Yeah. I've said this to Jeff many times right here on these airwaves. We need Tanaka to pitch 200 plus. Well, we were saying, I'm trying to say, am I going to trade Judge for a starting pitcher?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not over here. But the point is, if we don't have Tanaka.
You just made the point. Doesn't win 20 games, and my guy's driving in 100 RBIs and 40
home runs.
We don't
have that 20-game winner. We need the horse because in October, you need it. That's all about
saying Kershaw will win 20 games with the Yankees in sleep.
Yeah.
And
with this lineup.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But I see Dad's point.
Yeah. If anyone else out there has a point,
right.
Anyone at all, 631-888-8811. Why don't you give me a live Facebook update on
we
this?
Are,
why don't you Facebook? Last time we did a Facebook update, we had like all these calls because Jeff's Facebook.
Well, here's
like,
the thing. I smashed my phone, so we're onto the auxiliary phone. No Facebook app here, so devastating.
That's like brings down our viewers, our viewership when that happens.
Oh, man, Fon calling in from Houston. What do you got? So right now we're 1-1, still the Yankees. Looks like Aaron Hicks just struck out, apparently.
Hicks is not terrible.
Via game kit. No, you know what?
No.
More credit to Cashman because they took a shot on him. He was kind of a highly touted prospect that burned out, and now he's playing pretty good ball for us. Good, utility outfielder. Mm-hmm.
They said Cashman had a lot of faith in him, kept him all along the bad times. Same thing with the first baseman.
Bird.
Yeah, Bird, who knows what's going on with Bird. You're out. Yeah, you're such a fair weather fan.
Wow, the bird.
He wants to trade Bird now.
Trade Bird?
No,
maybe we move Judge to first.
Judge has 1 month. right, Judge. Judge will be a DH. We'll go with Judge.
Yeah.
Breaking news. Breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. Obscure Long Island Sports Radio. You want to get obscure?
Let's get real obscure.
You cannot.
You know I get very obscure anyway.
You cannot get more obscure than the news I'm about to break.
Okay.
I'm only breaking it because it's part of my heart and our family. The lineage, just an FYI, follow me on Twitter at Team Vivolo, but I am Michael Vivolo III. Okay. Dad here is Michael James Vivolo II, and the little guy, or the big guy, my oldest son, Michael James Vivolo IV. Breaking news. The Cold Spring Harbor Little Apple Fun Run results are in. The 6 and under, male, first place, Michael James Vivolo IV.
Wow.
Okay.
There we go.
Six and under?
So now the question is, are you the father? Because I didn't know you had any athleticism.
I ran with him.
All right. I saw those pictures.
He won the New York City Marathon.
I won the marathon.
Really?
He ran it.
I ran. 2009.
I didn't know he won it, but you ran a marathon?
I can't
even drive a marathon.
Side note. Yeah. Game two of the World Series that we went to against the Phillies.
Yeah.
Do you recall that I wasn't drinking?
Right, because you were training for a marathon.
The marathon was like 2 days later.
Oh, man.
And that was the Yankees in Philly and the Giants in Philly. Same
right,
day.
Right.
That Sunday and the New York City Marathon. Yeah. So I couldn't watch the Giant game because I was running the marathon.
Devastating.
The World Series was that night, but that game, Giants got blown out.
Yep.
And I ran the marathon that day. But so that was like
good
the peak
you,
of
man.
My athletic, and it's all been down there. But now, I'm back. Now, I don't know.
Now you seed, man. Look at him.
I don't know the results. Who knows if the results are tainted or if they're
yeah,
not.
Exactly.
But according to this.
Are we going to do bud doping on this kid or what? You got him on some stuff?
So according to that,
yeah. Matter of fact, he had juice today.
He had a lot of juice today.
A lot of orange juice today.
Dynamite dropping. That's the thing. He's got juice today. He had tons of. He's on the juice. The kid.
He loves it.
He's on the juice.
The apple juice.
Oh, he's on the juice.
Was his favorite. We asked him today at lunch.
Oh, that's right. We did a little questionnaire. All right, moving back on to more pressing matters.
That probably besides Daly. I mean, that was right with Daly.
I just got
with Daly. Yep.
So back to Jeter for a minute or 12, whatever we got left. Anyone want to call in? And find out and give us your Jeter moment, because I can just go on and on and on forever.
Right.
But
what's the number?
631-888-8811. We'd love to hear from you.
Dad's killing it with the drop-ins today.
Dad is hot. He's on fire.
Hot. Don't even have a headset.
Couldn't hit the golf ball today.
Couldn't hit the golf
That's
ball.
That's okay.
I did a little something. So Dad plays more golf than me just because.
Right.
I'm a busy fella.
Because I can.
How was the golf course today? Were they good?
Did you
use a golf cart?
We did use a golf cart. Right. Yeah. You know what it was interesting about our golf cart? Right. The GPS on our golf cart, I think.
Yeah.
When we drove on the fairway, it would stop. The car would
absolutely.
Stop.
It said cart path only.
That's to protect the
he
course.
He knows all about it. Of course. It was genius.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is this nonsense? Yeah. But after two holes, I got it. I got what
we were
doing.
The battery light, something's wrong.
I'm like, yeah, it's not working.
Yeah. No, it's to protect the course.
Genius.
So morons like us don't do donuts. It's all GPS geotracked. It's all geotracked through the system.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy world we live in.
So good.
The superintendents love it because it's to protect the
golf course. It's unbelievable.
It's fun. It's nice to know, you know, I'm 130 yards out. But that's a little annoying for guys, right? You have to be limited and restricted to a certain area. I mean, it's good for the course. It keeps the course
in
good shape.
Listen,
yeah,
I like it.
I know we went on a tangent, but I just had to ask. That's our clients.
So, yeah, that was very interesting. So, Dad couldn't hit, but what happened was Dad came out yesterday. We did a lot of, like, yard work and stuff like that because we use him for his knowledge and muscles
right,
and stuff
right,
like that.
Yeah.
Back.
And his back. But I said, I'm going to wear Palmero. You out. He's like, oh, I'm going to beat you tomorrow morning. I was like, I'm going to wear you out here doing yard work.
Right.
And tomorrow you can, and that's exactly what happened. So the strategy worked.
Good stuff.
Yes. All right. So.
It's a great day for him.
It was 7 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Too early for him. So.
Yeah. He's going to sleep in.
We're hitting all.
Is Pop's retired?
We're hitting everything.
Is he retired? No, he's still working?
We're hitting everything.
God bless you.
On the Long Island, obscure Long Island sports today.
Yep, what do you got?
I got this. I'm going to touch on this before. If anyone wants to talk Jeter, let's do it, because I can talk Jeter all day, all night long. Derek Jeter night, day, ceremony, whatever, game, is on Mother's Day.
Right.
I don't know who is the scheduling.
Bad planning there.
That is awful planning. Bad planning, I can't even begin to tell you how bad. The tickets right now to get in, last check is like $70. SeatGeek, free advertising.
Yeah.
$70 to get in. If it was on a other Sunday, it'd be $150 to get in.
Easy.
So just shows the I can't go. I basically
Here's the Yankees. The Yankees are selling the game out, so you know it's pissed the ticket brokers. The Yankees don't care. The Yankees are selling tickets.
I've said that too. Yes,
yeah,
of course.
The Yankees don't care.
The price is the price. Yeah. But like, don't you think you want, in this day and age of social media and attention and all this stuff, wouldn't you think you'd want a full-on rush on this place
and
feel like the biggest event of which is going to be great? But come on, man. You're the number one Jeter fan in America right here on these airwaves, and I can't go to this game.
Right.
I really can't go.
I can't believe you're not. I'm figuring if there's a way to do it, you're going to try to do it. Some type of brunch or something.
Well, this is the story. This is the story. I got three moms to
yeah, you got a lot of moms to take care of. Yeah.
So I have
1-1-8-8.
I have 631-888-8811. Any of your comments about the Derek Jeter Mother's Day scheduling fiasco, what you're going to do. Maybe you're going to go. Tell me how you got out of that deal with your wife or your mom or whatever. So I'm going to see mom number one, breakfast. Mom number two, grandmother, mother-in-law, lunch. Then I got my wife, who's going to be with us for this entire time. So it's going to be her day also, regardless, because she's going to be involved in all that stuff. We come back. I would have to leave Long Island. The ceremony starts at 6:30. So I'm going to have to leave Long Island at 4:30.
I would leave early. I would leave earlier than that. God forbid you had traffic, but I got you.
4:30.
Right. And that's pushing it. Yeah, that's pushing it.
So 4 o'clock, it would be comfortable.
Right.
So I have to leave my house by myself, done with Mother's Day at 4.
Right.
Get to the ceremony. For the 6:30 to 7:30 ceremony.
Create a dope sign, too. You know you're going to have a dope sign.
I have an amazing sign.
I'm sure
and
you do.
And then 7:30, I'll leave. I'll go back. I'll go home. I seriously won't go to the Sunday night game.
Yeah.
I really don't care.
Right.
I just want to go over the ceremony.
You're there for DJ. I'm
100%. Right. My sign would be, and this is just absolute genius, and I would be, I don't know if I'd be newspaper worthy, because sometimes if you go a little bit risque, yeah, it's not newspaper. More of like the standard stuff.
Right.
Gets picked up by the papers. It was rumors. He's not buying the Marlins just yet, okay? Don't read everything in the tabloids, okay?
Jeb Bush and Jeter, okay? Would be great.
Just saying, from the cover of the Post, it must be true.
Fake news.
The sign for Jeter Mother's Day game day. I've told a couple people.
Oh, I think Happy Jeter's Day.
No.
No?
No, although that's okay. That's all right. I've heard this is
that's like
version.
A that's before like a C minus sign.
Before
yeah.
I tell you mine, this is some versions I've heard. I've heard word to your mother. Right?
I actually like that a lot.
Right? But what I'm going with is I like my mother, but I love Jeter.
I like that too. I actually think I like word to your mother more. Yeah. they're both very good.
Yeah.
They're both very good.
Yeah. I like my mother, but I love Jeter.
Derek Jeter. Yeah,
should I say Derek Jeter?
Yeah, I think, yeah.
I like my mother, but I love Derek Jeter.
Yeah.
And like, cause you're there, it's obvious, like, you're here.
You're
at the game. You're
getting in trouble. Right.
Yeah. It's like, exactly.
You're answering to somebody.
It's like those, I skip school to watch Jeter.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. Like those, games.
Yep.
Like if I played by the rules right now, I'd be in gym, but I'm in the Cubs game with Ferris Bueller.
Right.
That's the science.
Right.
Word to your mother is pretty cool.
That's pretty funny, man.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
That might actually be better.
Yeah.
Let's
has some breaking news.
I don't know what he's doing. We lost him.
We're losing him late. It's getting late.
Memorabilia to your sister.
So, Dad is showing me a picture of a Derek Jeter autograph ball on his phone. Okay. We're moving on. So, word to your mother, you like? What is, any fans out there have an idea? No? I'm not putting you on the spot.
Yeah,
I
don't know if I can.
631-888-8811. Maybe you could be featured on the Dope Signs Instagram.
Right.
If you DM the Dope Signs Instagram, we can feature your sign.
I got to start following you.
Yeah, definitely start following me. I can only have like 10 followers, seriously. Right. So,
I'll be 11.
If you tag Dope Signs when you see it, if you just go through, just tag Dope Sports Signs, I'll see it, and I'll feature on Dope Sports Signs, and we'll grow it. We'll make it into a franchise.
Yeah,
you know,
I like it.
Affiliated.
I mean, you've had some great signs, dude.
Yeah.
Your signs are classic.
So
I make fun of you, but they're genius.
So that is... I think word to your mother is actually pretty good.
Yeah, word to your mother is funny, man. If you like dressed up like hip-hop-ish too, it would just even like sell it more.
No, I could wear it.
Flavor Flav Clock.
A Jeter jersey backwards. With the, right? And then a gold chain.
Grown man. Grown man doing this. I love it.
Man, three kids.
Yeah. One kid, stud athlete, apparently.
Yeah, I guess he's winning. Now, this is a big controversy. Want to go back to the race?
Okay.
For those of you that care, at 9:55
during a Yankee game.
A Sunday.
Don't want to hear about your son.
1-1
sure.
Yankee game.
Yeah,
there was a controversial. There was controversy in the run because you know everything. Like you said, the GPS and the golf cart. Everything's GPS now. So we get the bibs that the kids wear. You know, like you're running a real race.
Yeah, like number two,
with your number on it. And inside the bib is a small little thing that tracks
the chip. Yeah.
The chip. But these kids, because they're 6 years old, were running all around before the race started. So they were going over and back. Over the starting line.
Right.
So they were like, you know, so
this kid ran
it
in 3 seconds. Yeah.
And it clicked started and it clicked not started. It looks like we have a call. There's a caller on the line, but we're going to wait for a second to see if a caller would come in and see who was talking. Maybe they'll talk about Jeter, their best Jeter.
Hold on.
We're getting late here.
So we'll see what they have to say. And if not, we won't be able to take the call. So, what's going on, Yankees?
Still 1-1, two outs, bottom six. Severino, Addison Russell. That's about it.
All right. Well, listen. Today starts Jeter Week. Now, that means
good pitchers
that the YES Network will be airing Jeter stuff and Jeter commercials, and there'll be commemorative. There's a commemorative Jeter program that's out this week.
I watched Yankeeography on him like for the first time like a month ago.
Am I in it?
I don't know.
Time in your day to watch YES Network Yankee stuff. Yeah. So if you happen to watch it at night or whatever, let me know. Obviously, let me know if I'm in stuff. And if anyone's out there that sees me, I don't know if you know what I look like, but if you follow me on Twitter, you follow me on Instagram.
He's usually got a dope sign.
I usually got a dope sports sign hanging up. I have a lot of Jeter signs. The big one is the number two.
Yeah.
They're retired with the legend.
We got Doug from L.A. calling.
We have Doug from L.A. calling. It's because it's only 6:55. What's up, Doug?
Yeah, hey, guys. Man, I fell asleep during a stupid Yankee game. I hope they lose. I'm from L.A. You guys were great. I was on the...
I know you. I remember you.
I was on a lot during the winter. I got a lot to talk about, but I think I got 1 minute. What is up with New York sports? And I'm going to start with the Rangers. They never can seem to win that precipice game. Why are they constantly on a power play, go way outside, and if you look at replays, people other than me, nobody talks about this stuff. What could have happened? McDonough was coming on the inside to the right. Glass is right in front. McDonough doesn't take the shot. He takes that shot. Glass gets the rebound, possibly puts it in. How do you go no shots on goal in an overtime? How do you, in a full, and two 4 minute minors get two shots on penalty? You know, it's like there's a jinx, man.
That's the Rangers' MO, dude. They've
dominated the whole series. And the stars have aligned for them with Crosby with his concussion issues.
Right.
I mean, I'm looking at, and the West is all young teams besides Anaheim. The stars have aligned for them to make a big run, and they're just losing out, you know? I mean, they're a better team than Ottawa. They're way better than Ottawa.
And you know what, Doug? I'm sorry to cut you off. We do only have one more minute. I've been saying this a lot about hockey in general. It's like the Lucky Bounce Cup playoffs, I call it.
Yeah, a little bit.
Dude, it's unbelievable, man. Yeah. These bounces these guys get. But you know what the key is? Put shots on the goal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Back to Doug's point.
Right.
So, yeah, sure, it's lucky bounces, but you only get them when you shoot.
Right.
You know what I mean? This guy.
You might want to put that away from the speaker.
Highlights without rights. All right, Doug, one more time. You got 30 seconds. What's up? One more. Hit me.
The Rangers could come back. Look at Edmonton.
Oh, yeah, of course they
could. And that's what the Rangers did in those two games. They stayed out in front. They played strong. They constantly had that triangle. And now, look at Edmonton, 7-1. They tie it up, and now it goes back. It's the exact same scenario. One more thing for the North people.
Yep, so that was New York Rangers hockey to close out the Yankee and Jeter show.
Yeah.
But thank you to everyone for listening to Sports Talk 1240. We'll be back again sometime in the next couple of weeks with all your calls, all your sizzling sports topics. I'm your host, Mike Vivolo, at Team Vivolo. Jeff Guida, the official, _ Jeff Guida, and Pop Vivolo, MJ Vivolo, on Instagram. Follow him for his grandkids' pictures.
Nice.
Follow you for your pictures of your sports adventures, and follow me for random.
Expressed in the previous program did not necessarily represent those of the staff, management, or owners of WGBB.